There's another benefit to favoring ideas generated by your market rather than ideas based on a hunch. Most hunches never pan out, but a high percentage of market-based ideas turn out to be successful. So why waste a lot of time spinning your wheels when plenty of solid, profitable ideas are there for the taking? If you follow the steps I've shown you in this chapter, it won't be long before you develop a new product that will be extremely profitable. Now you have a foolproof way to keep your losses to the bare minimum and greatly expand your chances for success. Chapter 5, Marketing Leverage. 9 fast ways to gain much more profit for the same time, effort, and expense. Everyone wants to make more money. Everyone wants their marketing to be more effective, to get better results, to convert more leads, to make more sales, to increase their profits as much as possible. But few people know how. Few people really understand how to force every marketing dollar to work harder, to do the job of $2 or $3 or $5 or $10. In fact, of all the clients I've worked with in the past year, and all those whose time wouldn't permit me to work with, only one came even close to achieving their full marketing and profit potential. Even this client, as admirable as his efforts and results were, only realized 70% of the profits he could be reaping. Most of my clients, which include some very savvy marketers, are only realizing 50% or less of their full profit potential. You're probably in the same boat. That's what motivated you to order this course. Because your marketing is getting lukewarm results. You aren't getting the number of qualified leads you need. You aren't increasing your customer base. Sales are in a holding pattern, and you know you aren't generating the kind of profits you really need to keep your business healthy. Well, that's all about to change, right here and right now. I mean it. It's far easier to do than you ever imagined. In this chapter, I'm going to show you exactly which factors are limiting your profits. Then I'll give you 9 simple, inexpensive, powerful steps you can take to leverage your marketing. I'll show you everything you need to know to make each of your marketing dollars work as hard as they possibly can to increase your effectiveness, boost your profits, and cut your expenses. By the time you've completed this chapter, you'll have a comprehensive set of powerful new tools you can use to make sure your marketing is firing on all cylinders and doing what you really need it to, generating more leads, winning more sales, and shooting your profits through the roof. What marketing leverage is and how it can make your business much more profitable. What exactly is leverage? For our purposes, it's the ability to improve a component part of your marketing, resulting in the increase of your sales and profits many times. Now that might sound a bit technical or complicated, but in actual use it couldn't be simpler. Leverage is merely the ability to make more money for exactly the same amount of time, effort, and expense. Here are a few real-life examples. The most widely understood use of leverage is in real estate. In most real estate transactions, you can get 100% of the use and financial benefit of a property for just 20% down. So you've leveraged your investment by 80%. Now let's look at how leverage applies to your marketing. If I can show you a simple sales technique to get your customers to increase their average purchase amount by 20% with no additional cost or effort on your part, I've just leveraged your sales staff. I've increased their productivity and increased your profits by 20%. Here's another example. If we change your copy and the new ad outpulls your old ad by 35%, that's 35% more profit in your pocket for exactly the same cost and effort. Now, in actual application, I've seen slight changes in copy increase profits by as much as 300 to 400%. And in his classic book, Tested Advertising Methods, John Caples documents examples of simple copy changes that improved response by as much as 2,100%. There's one more concept you should understand about increasing your marketing leverage. There are so many areas of your marketing that can be leveraged, the results can be phenomenal. These include ads, headlines, mailing lists, media, prices, offers, publicity, in-store sales, field sales, average purchase amount, repeat sales, referrals, new customer leads, lead conversion, and on and on. Taken alone, each of these components may increase your sales and profits just a few percentage points. But get them all working together, and they can shoot your profits through the roof. 9 fast ways to leverage your marketing success. Now that you understand what marketing leverage is, let's look at the 9 fastest, easiest ways to use it to boost your sales and profits. 1. Leverage your mailing list and advertising media. I'm going to cover this point first because lists and media are the most critical components of any campaign. I don't care how great your product is, how powerful your offer is, how low your price is, how well written your copy may be, or how striking a layout you've used. Mail to the wrong list or advertise in inappropriate media and all of your time, effort, and money is completely wasted. Here's the hard, cold truth. A mediocre piece mailed to precisely the right people or run in the right media will get significantly better results than the most powerful piece sent to the wrong list or run in the wrong media. Leveraging your list and media usage isn't difficult. Here's how to do it. For mailing lists, always use a list broker. In fact, use 3 to 5 list brokers. Once you have your package together, send it to 3 to 5 list brokers and ask them to recommend lists they think will respond well. To start, test those lists that are recommended by more than one broker. Once you've had good results with a broker or brokers, test other lists they recommend. Always ask your brokers what fields they specialize in and try to find brokers with experience in your type of business. By the way, it won't cost you anything to use as many brokers as you'd like since their fees are paid by the list owner, not by you. For advertising, always use media brokers exactly the same way I've advised you to use list brokers. Just keep in mind that media brokers usually specialize by the type of media rather than by the type of business. Print, radio, and television are usually represented most effectively by different media brokers. But I've also seen good brokers who handle more than one type of media. As with list brokers, media brokers' fees are paid by the media, so they cost you nothing. List and media selection are time-consuming, sophisticated activities. A good broker keeps a finger on the pulse of what's working. Take advantage of list and media brokers' expertise to amplify the results of your ads and mailing. 2, leverage your credibility, the key to making more and more sales. After the right list and media, credibility is the next most significant factor in selling more of your products or services. If your prospective customers have never heard of your company or your product, you face a tough uphill climb. You see, people are generally creatures of habit. Once they've found a product and become comfortable with it, it's difficult to budge them out of their comfort zone. Think about it. How many different restaurants do you go to on a regular basis? How many different brands of cars have you bought? How often do you change your brand of toothpaste? If you're like most people, you tend to stick to a fairly limited range of products. Secondly, most customers are naturally skeptical. Everyone has been burned more than once by products or services that didn't perform as promised. When neither your company or product have any credibility with your prospect, the amount of education and persuasion it takes to get them to buy can kill you. So one of your major tasks as a marketer is to increase your company and product credibility. By the way, of the two, company credibility is more important to have than product credibility. If people know and trust you, they'll usually take a chance on a new product that you're offering. But you'll encounter much more buyer reluctance if people know about your product but have no basis for trusting your company. Here's how you get the credibility that's vital to your business. Offer a powerful money-back guarantee. Make it unconditional and make it cover a long period of time, 6 months minimum, but preferably a year. The longer your guarantee period, the more serious you appear to be about your product. Also, tests have conclusively proven that the longer a customer has your product, the less likely they are to return it. So a short guarantee period can actually increase your returns. Give your prospective customers testimonials from other people just like them. Get specific testimonials from your satisfied customers that tell what benefits they've gotten or what problems were solved. For example, "We cut our taxes by 13% annually using your advice" is much more believable and effective than "We saved a lot of money on our taxes." Also, get permission to use a satisfied customer's full name, job title, and company name whenever possible. Specifics compound your credibility. If you don't have any testimonials of this type, drop a short note to some of your better customers. Tell them exactly what you want. Ask them to give you a specific testimonial and permission to use it in your marketing. A great way to increase the number of testimonials you get is to offer some type of reward. A discount off their next order, a copy of a special report, or extending a warranty period are all effective ways of showing your appreciation. Borrow another company's credibility and use it to sell your product. This is a tremendous way to eliminate much of the risk of launching a new product or a new company. If you don't have much credibility, go to a business that sells related products to your market and strike a deal to sell to their customers. Here's how this works. Let's say you sell handmade gourmet chocolates by direct mail. A great way to increase your sales and profits would be to contact a business that sells fine wines by mail and suggest a joint venture. In return for a percentage of the profits, the wine seller would send a letter to his customer list endorsing your chocolates and offering a special deal to try your product. Because his customers know and trust him, the likelihood of them accepting his endorsed offer is high. You would borrow the wine seller's company credibility to make far more sales than you could by mailing to outside lists. The percentage of profits you'd offer would vary depending on how much you make on each sale. Usually it would be from 15% to 30%. The key is to make the deal very attractive for your joint venture partner. Your increased sales will more than compensate for the cost of the profit sharing. Plus, you gain a lot of new customers who you can turn into steady, repeat customers. Also, I recommend that you pay all the costs for the mailing. You'd have to pay to mail to an outside list anyway, so there's really no additional expense. Actually, your expenses will probably be reduced. Mailing an endorsed offer to 20,000 house customers is nearly always more profitable than mailing cold to an outside list of 100,000 customers. 3. Leverage your headline. Of all the components of your ad or sales letter that you can change to improve your results, the headline carries the most weight. The headline is the most crucial component of your copy. It bears the responsibility of pulling people into your ad or sales letter. If you can't attract people's attention and convince them to read further, you won't make any sales. Here's how to leverage your headlines to get maximum results. Always test different headlines. Testing is the key to consistently improving your results. I've seen one headline outperform another by as much as 4-1. With differences of that magnitude, you'd have to be incredibly foolish not to test multiple headlines. Be sure to change only the headline when you're headline testing. The same logic applies to any kind of test. If you change more than one component of your ad or sales letter when you test, you won't be able to tell which change caused the difference in results. Keep a swipe file of powerful headlines. Whenever you see a headline that really makes you want to read an ad or sales letter, be sure to clip it or write it down. Review your swipe file whenever you need to write headlines. You may be able to alter a great headline to suit your needs, or at very least, Great work has a way of stimulating your creative juices. A headline should have all the subtlety of a hand grenade. Look, you have only one brief chance to capture your reader's attention. Don't waste it. If you're clever, cute, or vague, you'll probably lose the reader. The type of headline that gets the best results focuses on the most relevant benefit your customers get by doing business with you. A powerful, meaningful advantage, clearly stated, will always win you a strong share of qualified prospects. 4. Leverage your offer. Your headline and your offer are closely connected. In fact, many times your best headline is a compelling statement of your offer. For example, cashmere sweaters at 30% below our lowest prices is a powerful example. In order to leverage your offer, first you must create a powerful offer. This might sound obvious, but think about it for a minute. How many ads and sales letters do you see that carry a lukewarm offer? Or worse yet, no offer at all? Take a look at your newspaper today or your mail. You'll see that very few marketers have even the foggiest notion of how to craft and present a powerful offer. Here's the secret to formulating an irresistible offer. Use your offer to shift the risk from your customer to your own shoulders. If you can assure your customers that they have absolutely nothing to risk and a whole lot to gain by purchasing your product, you greatly increase your odds of making the sale. Now you can get the finest cashmere sweaters at 30% below our lowest prices. You have to feel this exquisite material to fully appreciate it. So here's what we're going to do. Wear one of our luxurious sweaters for 30 days for free. Postdate your check until a month from now. If you aren't in sweater heaven after wearing one of these remarkable garments, just send it back and we'll return your check. No questions asked. Now that's an offer few sane buyers could refuse. The next thing you need to do is feature your offer right up front. Unless you're an extremely experienced and sophisticated copywriter, burying your offer in your sales piece severely weakens your chance of making the sale. Place your offer within the headline or the first couple paragraphs of your piece. Then, watch your orders soar. 5. Leverage the price of your product. When it comes to pricing, testing is the name of the game. What's the best price for your product or service? It's impossible to know without testing. Sometimes raising the price of a product can actually increase your sales or increase your gross revenue even if the number of sales drops off. Here's an example. Let's say you sell a newsletter for $79 and you get a response rate of 3%, which means you sell 30 subscriptions for every 1,000 letters you mail. Your gross sales are then $2,370. Now, if you raise your price to $169 from $79 and your response rate drops to 2%, you're only making 20 sales for every 1,000 letters mailed. But your gross revenue increases to $3,380. Also, your fulfillment costs are reduced, and you may experience a lower rate of cancellations when your perceived value is greater. Here's another tip for making more sales when you increase your price. The additional revenue allows you to offer other bonus items as an incentive to get your customers to buy. These bonuses can increase the perceived value of your package and result in many more sales. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that the only way to adjust your price is up. Sometimes lowering your prices can result in a significant increase in sales. But it's been my experience that most companies tend to underprice their goods. Bottom line, the only way to determine your optimum price is to test and test some more. 6. Leverage your advertising copy. Copywriting is a very broad topic, and I can't possibly cover it all here, but I'll give you a number of solid techniques to leverage your copy for maximum sales. Test different focus points. Strong copy tends to have one major focus and a couple of minor focal points. When you clearly define the main point to focus on, the task of writing persuasive copy becomes much easier. Focus points that can have a significant impact on your sales include your offer, your strongest benefits, your price, and your credibility. For example, you may try to sell the same product with two different letters, one that focuses on your benefits and the other that focuses on your credibility. The credibility copy would open with powerful testimonials and be written in a testimonial style. It could be in the form of a personalized case history of one customer's success caused by using your product. The second piece would focus on a powerful benefit tied to an ironclad guarantee. Either focal point could prove to be much more effective than the other. The only way to know for sure is to test. Always write from the customer's point of interest. Customers don't care much about you, your company, or your product. All they really care about is what they get from using your product. If you fail to show them a distinct, powerful advantage, you can't expect strong sales. Show your customers beyond a shadow of a doubt exactly how their lives will be better or easier by trading a sum of money that's insignificant compared to what your product gives them. Use benefit-rich subheaders to break up your copy. There are two reasons for this. First, it makes your copy easier to look at and to read, which ought to help your sales. But more importantly, a lot of people don't just start reading your letter. They browse it first. Benefit-laden subheaders give your readers a stunning overview of what to expect. By keying on some special points, you can lure a great number of browsers into the body of your ad or sales letter. Always tell your customers precisely what you want them to do. Or, stated another way, if you don't tell people what to do, most of them will probably do nothing. Get right to the point. Tell your prospective customers to call you, to send in their order right away, to write for more information now, or whatever it is you want them to do. Tell them more than once, and offer them an incentive to do it now. The majority of results are won at the point of initial reading. If your readers put your ad or sales letter down, the chances strongly increase that they won't pick it up later and won't take any action. To avoid this, tell them clearly and directly what you want them to do, and that you want them to do it now. 7. Leverage your repeat sales. I'm going to let you in on a major secret. If you want to increase your profits by 25% to 75% quickly and easily, concentrate on repeat sales. Concentrate on selling more products to your existing customers. I'm going to show you why you should concentrate on repeat sales and how to generate the maximum volume of repeat sales. But first, I need a minute to mount my soapbox. Accept for a moment that what I've just told you is true, that you can actually increase your profits substantially by putting more effort into repeat sales. My question, then, is why don't more companies do this? I have to tell you, it absolutely baffles me that very few, if any, companies reap the easy profits available from repeat sales. In the last year, of all the clients I've consulted with and all the others who wanted to hire me, only one of them was doing what they should to collect these windfall profits. Okay, enough of my lecturing. Here's what you need to do to get your fair share. First, it's important to understand why repeat sales are so easy to make and so profitable. It gets back to the issue of credibility. Once you've made a sale and you've delivered the benefits you promised, you control a tremendous amount of credibility. Your customers now believe in you. Offering them other products that you stand behind completely is the easiest way possible to make more sales. You can even offer the same product you've already sold them. They now know how good it is, and they may want another. They probably want more for their family and friends, too. You don't have to spend a cent convincing your existing customers to take a chance on you. You've already cleared that hurdle. And you don't have to spend the kind of money it takes to find new customers because you have all the information you need. you couldn't come any closer to a sure thing. How do you go about consistently making repeat sales? It's simple. All you do is systematically contact your existing customers at least once every month. Offer them great prices, special selections, stronger guarantees, or bonuses to do more business with you. You'll be amazed at the response you get. Customers love to do business with someone they can trust. They've been taken advantage of so many times. All you have to do is treat them fairly and deliver what you promise, and you can sell them over and over again for years. Without exception, businesses today spend far too much time looking for new customers and neglect the gold that's buried in their existing customer list. Try this out. It isn't unusual to make more profit off repeat sales than from any other area of your business. 8. Leverage the average dollar amount of every sale you make. Another tremendous way to generate more profit is to increase the average dollar amount that your customers spend whenever they do business with you. You'd be surprised how easy it is to increase your profits by 15% to 40% just by making a minor change or two to the way you do business. Here's how it's done. First, it's important to remember that the easiest person to sell more of your products to is an existing customer. But to extend this concept one step further, you can really make some serious money when you realize that the easiest and most convenient time to sell more to your current customers is right at the time that they're buying from you. Look, you already have the person in your store or ordering from you if you're selling by mail or phone. They'll never be more willing to dig a little deeper into their wallets than at this point of sale. All you need to do to capitalize on the situation is offer your customer a strong incentive to buy more right now. Getting your customers to spend a little more at the point of sale is a snap. The way you do this is by using a technique called the upsell. Here's how the upsell works. Essentially, you offer your customers the opportunity to buy even more of what you sell at an attractive discount once they've made the commitment to buy something else at the regular price. If you own a retail store, you set up a special selection of items close by your cash register. Whenever your staff rings up a sale, they tell the customer that because they purchased X dollars worth of goods, they're entitled to certain items in the special section at a discount of 15%, or whatever discount you choose. Now, the items you feature in your special section should be very popular, quick-moving items. They should also be items that have a fairly high profit margin, so you can give a liberal discount and still make a decent profit. Successful upselling is a function of the numbers. You'll find that 15% to 40% of your customers will take advantage of your special offer. But in order to reach these levels of additional sales, your salespeople must present the upsell opportunity to every customer at the point of sale. Using the upsell in direct mail or telephone selling is done in a similar way, but it's usually limited to just one upsell item, although I have seen it used with more than one item. Offering people too many choices, though, by mail or phone can backfire and actually dilute your upsell sales. Also, when upselling by mail or phone, the upsell item should be related to the original item. For example, if you sell cookware by mail, a good upsell item would be a cookbook. Another would be a set of kitchen utensils.